it in French sounds different than it does in English.
When you kill the, when your father killed the hog, he did what?
The hog was, well, your rifles came into pretty good, 22 caliber rifle, then you start killing with a rifle, that was something. But then before that, they had an axe, regular, what you chop trees with.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd four or five of the brothers would grab that hog and lay him down there. And old dad would take one crack of that axe with the back part of it, not the short part of it, not the back part of the axe, you know, the flat part. One crack between eyes, that was a dead hog. And right away, right after you kill that hog, you stick a knife in his heart to let the blood come out, and that would be picked up in a pan. You stir it, you're right in the heart. I mean, you stick the, they used to call it a special knife for that, man, a knife was that long and sharp. Stick that, cut his heart open. He would bleed into that pan. And that blood kept circling it around so it wouldn't, clot, you know, so it wouldn't make. And then salt was added to it to stop it from clotting up. And that's what you make your blood sausage with. Laid on during the day, but that was put away and covered with a piece of cloth where the, you know, flies couldn't get to it. And that was put away for that afternoon to make your what they call your boudin. And after you put all that in a casing, all that meat, then you put the mix the meat into the blood and make what we call blood sausage.
Okay. When you kept your meat too long, you say the meat has done what? It's gotten...
Got rancid. Well, you know, and it's always the way, you know, most of the time the meat that was kept was salted.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'd salt in one of them crocks, I tell you, but them jaws. And they salted them, everybody salted them because that was one way of preserving the meat.
Yeah.
You had to do the water salt off after that, boil it a little while to get the salt taste out of it and cook it.
The knife you cut him with was a big old...
Oh, that was... You mean to cut the hog with?
Uh-huh.
You had almost had a different knife for different parts of the hog that you cook. That you, whatever you had to do. To cut your cracklings, you had a certain knife that was razor sharp, because you had to cut through fat. So, you had to have a sharp knife to cut through that fat.
Yeah.
That was a certain knife for that, and a certain knife to... And you know, over here, they have certain... They put hot sacks of boiling water and they put the sack on the hog to get the hair off of it, scrape it off.
Because uh-huh.
They use the skin to make hog head cheese.
Yeah.
That skin would go into the cheese. Hog head cheese is a, that was a big thing, man. Big pot of hog head cheese.
Yeah. Did you have a man, maybe, who would do all that? He would
right,
be called?
That's correct.
One
of my cousins, he was the man that knew how to make the boucherie. He knew all about it, because he'd done it so long, all his life. He raised hogs, and usually he'd come over and help the neighbors.
Yeah.
He'd do it for you, and then when he'd kill one, everybody goes help him. But he was the ramrod of the deal.
Yeah.
He'd tell you what to put in it, didn't measure it. He'd tell you by his handful of the parsley, a handful of this and that,
yeah.
Whatever that would go in it.
All right. Okay, when you used... Of what? To kill
an axe. The old days until the rifle came into use, you know, 22 rifle, now they'll shoot it between the eyes and the back of the ear.
Yeah.
And it's a dead shot.
Okay.
So right off the bat.
What was the big knife they used to kill him with? The big...
That was before, we call them butcher knives, you know, regular old hickory.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Now, when you kept your meat too long, and this was rare, you said you didn't...
Yeah, they didn't have enough, it got around pretty quick.
It got...
Get distracted or anything.
Jerry,
my niece looks like you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
She?
If you kept your meat too long, it got...
Rancid, they call it.
Spoiled,
yeah. Yeah, it's spoiled. You know, it would get... Of course, although in those days, they like things, what they call faison dee, which means if it's a little 4 or 5 days old, it tasted kind of good, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anybody say something smells funky?
Oh, yeah, I heard that many times. It smells funky.
What does that mean?
I was just a bad taste. To me, it would be, you know.